because I sent him to preach somewhere. And then they had a ball. It was good. It was very good. So he'd been sharing with me. The pastor of that church called me and he said, "Pastor, I'm full of emotions." He said, "My people have been calling to send him back. That they want sitting at the back." I said, "Well, that's amazing. That's what God can do." And then, how do you feel if you're a pastor like that? That you send somebody somewhere and the church wants that person back. It means God is doing something that is useful because it's impacting lives, touching people. And then, he was sharing with me a lot of things that happened there. He and the wife went. And to God be the glory. Your aim is low. To God be the glory. I took Chris along. I did some wedding for some Jamaicans. And I took Chris Lorette along. I said, "You come and preach the gospel." And then Chris turned into a bishop. It was so beautiful. After everything, the man sent me a text. He said, "My wife loves you a lot." I said, "I want to marry her too." He said, "He loves you a lot. He wants to come to your church." I said, "You come. You come. We're here." It's such an encouraging thing when you see the product of these things, that people in other places can testify of what God has deposited in our lives right here. And to God be the glory. But tonight I want to ask us a question. I want to take us to scripture and ask us a simple question that I'm sure will challenge every one of us. Can we open our Bibles, if we have one, to Matthew 21, 22 to 22. If you have a Bible, Matthew 21, 21 to 22. From this scripture, the question will pop up. So Jesus answered and said to them, "Assuredly I say to you," I want you to listen to the scripture, please. "Assuredly I say to you, if you have" what? "Faith and do not doubt." If you have faith and what? "Do not doubt. You will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' it will be done." On what condition? On what condition? If you have faith and that, if you believe that what you said will happen. Now, he took this principle and brought it to prayer. This foregoing statement he made, he brought it straight into prayer. He said this. He said, "Listen, you see what I did? I spoke to this tree, and then you people are amazed. They dried up." He said, "You can do the same thing." He said, "I'm using this to show you people how powerful words can be. That the words you speak that is spoken without faith is useless." That's what he was trying to tell them. He said, "See what I've done?" He said, "You can do the same. You can speak if you believe that what you said will come to pass, that it will what? Happen." He said, "You can speak to mountains and them, and it will be done." Then he brought that this principle straight into prayer. The next verse, directly, the next verse, 22. And whatever things you ask in prayer, you will receive. Come on, talk to me. Whatever things you ask in prayer, you will receive. Huh? Abba. No. He said, "Whatever things you ask in prayer, you will receive." Especially if you pray for 5 hours. Right? Okay. It has to be night vigil. What's the condition there? Okay, so let's remove believing. Let's just lift it up there and leave that gap there. If we had this statement, "Whatever things you ask in prayer, you will receive," then whatever prayer you say will bring answer. Am I correct? Come on, are you with me? But the Lord said, no. There's a condition. If you say something, if you speak even to the mountain, if you say anything, and you don't have confidence in what you're saying, you say it is vain word, it's useless. It won't produce. Say you come to prayer, the same principle applies. Let's go back to 21. So Jesus answered and said to them, assuredly, assuredly is for certainly, for surely. Assuredly is like Queen's English for surely. I say to you. Now who is talking? The Lord himself. If you have faith and do not. This 21 is not talking of prayer yet too. If you have faith and don't doubt, you can do things like this and much more. Then he gave an example. You can even say to this mountain, be you lifted up and thrown into the sea, and what will happen? It will happen. But the mountain will not listen unless you believe that what you said will be done. Now, question. How can the mountain listen to you when you don't believe in what you're saying? You yourself, you don't believe in it. How can the mountain listen to you? Have you ever had conversation with somebody and you say to him, this thing you are saying, your mind is not there. Huh? Have you ever had that kind of conversation? Say, my friend, be serious now. He said, but I'm telling you, he said, but your mind is not there. This thing you are saying, your mind is not there. I don't even believe you. How did you discern that? From the tone of his voice, from his body language, you now saw that he was not serious. Right? Quit me, he didn't even believe that what he was telling you was serious. So you, because he didn't believe it, you didn't believe it either. Now let's say you are the mountain. And you are talking to me. The mountain will say, even in this thing you are talking, you don't believe it, my friend. God. If the mountain can hear you, is it not the same way he's hearing you? That this thing you are talking, my friend, you don't believe it. If your mind is not there. Because it can hear me. So if the mountain can hear me, so the mountain can know when I believe it or not. So he's saying that if the things we say without confidence or faith is vain word, carries no power, will bring no result. In real life, not to talk of prayer, in real ordinary life. Verse 21 is not talking about prayer. It's talking about the force of faith. Amen. Are you getting my point? Now he says, if you come to pray too, and what you are saying, you don't believe in it, he said, it won't work for you. The same way. So this principle works in prayer, works in everything we do. So he said, therefore, verse 22, let's read verse 22 again. And whatever things, how many things? Can we talk about what is included in whatever things? Everything. Whatever things you ask in prayer, you will receive on one condition. One condition. And this is where the trouble, my boys. This idea of believing. I'm telling you, you don't get prayer answered because you spent all night, you didn't sleep. I've said it over and over. I don't know if people want to listen or not. If you like, you're doing all these things that you do. You can spend all night. That won't give you, God's not bothered about it. If you like, stay awake 20 hours. Everything will come back to this. Whatever things you ask in prayer, what? That's what you're getting. So if you believe this moment, get it. Anytime you believe, you get it. Sometimes 20 hours is struggling with unbelief until finally you think you've done enough to God for God. Finally, you say, okay, God will not answer. God has answered me. Why? Because I stayed awake. The moment you start believing, the answer comes. Sometimes all those hours of things, you are just struggling with your unbelief. For most of it doesn't really work. The only thing that resolves this issue, that makes you believe fast, can somebody attempt? The only thing that makes you resolve this issue of believing fast, there's only one thing that makes it happen. What is that? Huh? The only thing that resolves this issue, that makes you, when you pray, you believe very quickly, that's only one thing that resolves that issue. What's the answer? What solves it? Huh? If you know it, until you know it. How do you know it? What makes it possible for you to believe quickly? What makes it? Haven't you been quoting scriptures and yet prayers is not working? A lot of people quote scriptures, it doesn't work for them. When you hear God, when you get revelation from God on that topic, yeah, you got it on the head. When you get a revelation, when God speaks to you on that thing, your faith will come quickly like that. Just like that. And so in John chapter 15, Jesus told us how to get this believing thing, how to get it, how to make it work. I didn't say Joshua. After the death of Moses is not what I'm talking about. I said John chapter 15. John chapter 15, 7 to 9. John 15, 7. If you abide in me and my words, what? Abide in you. What does it mean to abide? It's an old English word for dwelling, to live somewhere. Which means if my word stays in you. In other words, if you don't forget it. In other words, if you don't neglect it. If he's still in the house. And Proverbs chapter 4 says, keep it where? Jesus said, keep it there. Don't let it go. Because you are going to hear a lot of junk all over the place. Keep it there. Don't let it go. He said, then it will become life. It will become health. So keep it there. So he said, if you abide in me, which means if you have confidence in me and you are in Christ and we're in Christ, and then my words abide in you. He said, then you will ask what? What you desire. And it shall be done. Because faith cometh by. Yeah. So when that word comes alive, when you hear God, then this we read before, that Jesus said in Matthew, what things soever you ask, believing you get. The believing will come. Easily. Just easily. But Christians won't listen to God. We don't listen to God. You know, one man went to God. He said, Lord, say the devil is harassing me a lot. Say, what will I do? He said, well, treat him the way you treat me. Say, how do I treat you? Say, you don't listen to me, so don't listen to him. He told him, he said, treat him the way you treat me now. He said, how do I treat you? He said, you don't listen to me, so don't listen to the devil either. Do you know our problem is that we don't listen to God? This idea of that the scripture told us that the last day there will be preponderance of doctrines, it is destroying many Christians, frustrating their life. Sinadi was just telling me, he said, I had a friend of mine, didn't get a job. He said, I was mad. He said, because every Christian should get a job. He was just sharing with me. He said, I was mad. He said, how can a Christian not get a job when he has a God that can do all things? He said, I called him. He said, you are getting a job, my friend. He had to begin to share with him scripture. I said, you get a job. How can you not? How can I think of not getting? You get a job. And he said, he told him how many days? 30 days. Say, get a job. How can you not get a job? He said, within 28 days or something. He called me and said, I got a fantastic job. We don't listen to God. And because we listen to everything except God, and we listen to all this human mind, all these things that we think is the way God works, and God is looking at us. He said, I don't work like that. And I don't change. I don't change. Praise the Lord. The difference between David's success and the failure of Saul is they had the same covenant, the same church, the same pastors, the same everything. And don't forget that Saul was a man of war. Goliath was not the first time Saul met war. He has won wars before Goliath. Remember when he started? When they made him, when they anointed him with oil. The man went out, he said to all Israel, if I don't see you in this battle, I'm killing you. Everybody came out, he went and taught these people. He messed them up. He started from youth. The man was messing people up. But when Goliath showed up, the whole of Israel showed a lack of knowledge of God. That was the problem. From their king to the least of them, they didn't know God. And God went and brought a small boy who knew him. Because those that know their God, a small boy who knew him, 12 years old. When the boy came and saw Goliath, the first statement he made was a revelation. He said, he is uncircumcised, and we have covenant with God. That was the first thing he said. Say, who is this uncircumcised? What? He was thinking of divine covenant. He said, God is with us. We're the army of God. This one. It's a stranger. And you couldn't talk him out of it. A 12 years old boy did Bible study in battlefield. He sat his king down. He said, God does not fight with what? All these things. What is he teaching them? I know the ways of God. You don't know. You don't know his ways. That's why you are struggling. And say, he doesn't fight with all these things. Keep it alone. Then he went to Goliath and told Goliath a little Bible study. He said, this day, the whole world will know that there's a God where? In Israel. Say, he's here. When we come to church, we are praying for God to come. The young man knew that God was with his people all the time. Say, he's here. He said, and God will do this to you, do this to you, and do this to you. The difference was David knew how God, his ways, what he does, how he does things. But the whole of them, they didn't know, and they were defeated. Let me tell you, church, if you're going to be listening to all this junk all over the place, you'll be another Saul, and you'll be defeated by Goliath. But if you know the word of God, you can say, well, if you pray and believe, you have it. That's his way. And they will say, it won't work. You say, you don't know what they're talking about. This God, his word is here. Then you can stand on it. You see miracles straight away. Because the devil will challenge you, though. He will challenge you. He will bring all these Israelites in the church. And so many souls, many of them, say they are leaders. They are this. They have all manner of titles. There are a lot of souls in the body of Christ. Who come and bring you armor to use? Use this armor. Use this one. Do 7 days. Do dry fasting. Giving you armor that God doesn't use. Are you getting what I'm saying? But the Lord Jesus says to the church, if you want to get your prayers answered, what things ever you desire, when you pray, if you believe you have it, then what? I didn't hear you. Then what? I didn't hear you. Then what? How much stress is there? How much stress is there? How much effort is there? Is it not that because we're not listening to what God is telling us? Because we want something we will do. You know, got to do something. Do something. I was telling Sinadia, I said, you know, I said, you know, God said to you, come and enter my rest. It's my rest. I'm the one offering you the rest. Come. And he said, when you enter my rest, I want you to cease from all your labor. The carnal mind will not accept it. Because he will look at God and say, stop or from all my what? Labor. If I stop, who will do it? So he starts doing fast. 40 days, 20 days. He's doing, and God is looking at him. This powerful. This is what it is. Praise the Lord. Start doing. Want to be holy. He's doing. And God is looking at him. He said, I invited you to rest. You won't stop. No. I can't see in my level. I have to. You know? Yeah. You must kneel down before God answers. No, you don't have to kneel down. You have to crawl. But he said to Israel, because you don't believe my word, you will never enter my rest. And if you don't enter my rest, you will not touch my promises. Because they come from me, not from you. Praise the Lord. I want to ask you one question. What is it in your life that you are the one providing for yourself? If he's the one doing it, why can't you enter his rest and enjoy what he is doing? Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. He said, you want something from me? Yeah. Okay, ask and believe. I've given you. You have it. Oh, no, it's so simple. No. He said, that's the way I walk. Praise the Lord. He said, that's the way I what? That's it. And Jesus came to Lazarus, smelling. He said, Father, I thank you that you have what? Had me. What's the evidence? The man was still smelling. So you had me longest. See, because of all these people, that's why I'm even talking about it. If not for them, they're full of unbelief. So they know that you sent me. But thank you, it's done. You had me the longest time. There was no need anymore for him to pray because he knows how the Father works. Praise the Lord. And he said to the Christians, when you pray, don't pray like unbelievers who do not know the way God works. They think that God will hear them by what? Too much talking. And that's what Christians are doing. Exactly what they do. Too much talking, too much this. You say God doesn't listen to you because of too much talking. God doesn't do it. He does what he promised you because you believe it. So all things are possible to him that believes. So don't pray like the heathens. They think that God will hear because they talk too much or do rituals. And they think that's their thinking. I don't know if you're hearing what I'm saying. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Does it get across to you? Eh? So it's time for us to enter into the rest of God. Cease from your labors. I told one pastor, I said, your church will never grow until you stop making it grow. I said, if you like, all this prayer, you are wasting your time. I said, we'll never grow until you stop to make it grow. The day you stop, you will see God. If you don't enter his rest, you won't touch his promise. Case closed. He said, Israel, because you won't listen to me, you won't believe my word. He said, you provoked me. He said, you will never enter my rest. You won't see the promised land. They all died in the wilderness. And the Bible said, you better learn from them. And the Bible said, the same gospel was preached to them as it's preached to us. It didn't profit them. Because they didn't believe what they were saying. I told them, I said, your church is not growing. Until you stop, your life will make headway. Until you stop trying to make it. Because except the Lord builds, those that are building That's what we were trying to build. Doing everything. We won't sleep. Everywhere. And you spoil everything. I told him, I said, go and be doing. I said, take your eyes off that thing. You are not the builder of the church. Jesus said, nobody coming to my father except my father. I said, coming to me except my father draws me. I said, that's the way it works. He's the father that draws people. Even Jesus said, you can't know me except my father shows me to you. So when 70 left his church, he turned to the 12. He said, do you want to go too? Because this thing, I'm not here to bring you. I'm here to bear witness, but my father brings. Then those ones said, how can we go? It's not possible. We've been planted by God. He revealed to us something. You have the word of, listen to this. 70 didn't see this. They left. This one saw it. The same preacher. 70 didn't see the word of eternal life. They left. This one said, there's no other source of this thing. You have the word of eternal life. We are going nowhere. We follow you. What's the difference? Revelation. The Father drew them. This one came on their way. You can be preaching to the same congregation. 70 will be at the back talking, bragging. 12 will say, this is the word of eternal life. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I told him, I said, you are wasting your time. Then he listened, and things began to happen. Things began to happen. I said, I told you now. Except, brethren, let me warn us. Except the Lord, what? Stop building. The Bible says it's in vain. Everything you are building is in vain. The devil will kick it to go away. The only thing the devil cannot uproot is the planting of the Lord himself. But if you are planting and building and doing all this, it will come up before long, everything flow. But if it's the planting of the Lord will defend his glory. Praise the Lord. And how does he do it? When you pray, believe. Just follow me. Just follow. Just do what I said. Then I'll do what I said. Simple. You know, we came from a culture that doesn't believe that unless something is stressful, it's not spiritual. Throw that in the way. Let me give you the real truth. If it's stressful, it's not spiritual at all. If it's spiritual, you flourish. There's no stress. How can your car carry you and you are stressful? The Spirit of God is doing the thing. So how can you be stressful? When he says, cease from your labor, let me do it. One way to know whether it's still God is if you are stressful. Or if you are confused, it's not God. The moment it's God, you enter his rest. You just watch God do what he does best. You are like, wow. You know, do I live my life? I say to the Lord, wow, let me see how you do this one today. And then I'm driving. And people say, Pastor, where do you get your energy? I don't have energy. The Lord is the strength of my life. So I get into the car, I say, Lord, you are driving, we are going. So I've been just playing music. Believe in me, I went to Virginia after service. I didn't even know when I got there. I got to Maryland. I'm in Maryland. Are you serious? This is Maryland. I didn't know when I got to Maryland. I was too busy dancing, playing my music, just rocking the thing. So when we got there, I said, Lord, wait, you did a good job. You just drove this thing mightily. That was great. And that just was relaxing. So you think Pastor drove it? I don't have the energy to drive after service. But I know I can do all things through. That's his strength, not my strength. Praise the Lord. I came back from Canada. They were calling, Pastor, where are you? To get hotel for you so you can rest. I said, I'm in New Jersey. They say, eh? Obika said, where did you say you? I said, New Jersey. 30 minutes to my house. If I didn't go straight to my house, I still went to Kenichuku's house to give CJ and Marachuku what I brought for them before I even went to my house. And I walked that night at 12 midnight before I went to bed. My wife will testify and tell me. So why did you get the energy? It's not my energy. I've learned the secret of life, to trust Christ. He's the one that does it. I don't do nothing. I just enter his rest and enjoy the glory of God. Can we do that? Can we do that? Can we do that? Can we do that? Do you know how many times I went to Pennsylvania last week? After Wednesday prayer, I drove to Pennsylvania. Came back 12 midnight. The following day, I went to Pennsylvania again. From there, we rushed to see Juanita. And we came here for Bible studies. I drove hours. And we have for Bible study. I was stronger than 3/4 of it. You say, do you drive? I don't. I sit down there and the Lord is doing the work. That's how I live my life. If I have challenged, I say, Lord, I want to see how you solve this thing. I'm going to let me watch. When he's trying, I say, wow, you never really lose. You always win. And because it's him, I don't think failure. How can you think failure when the Lord is the one doing it? How can you think failure? It's not possible. I want to announce to everybody, if you are looking for a job, like he said, you must get a job. Amen? I want to leave you to pray. I don't know if you learned anything. Did anything come across? So you do what God says. Stop all this ritualism they are doing. If you really want to see the hand of God. Let's go. Before I go, I want us to read them. He said, look at that verse 8. John 15, 8. By this my Father is what? Glorified. That you bear much fruit. So you will be my... The fruit is talking here is the fruit of prayer. He said, by this, what is this? Verse 7. Go back to verse 7. 7 quickly. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. He said, by this what God does to your in response to your prayer. He said, by this, my Father is what? Glorified. Then you bear what? More fruits of prayer. You let God reveal his glory through you. You let God reveal his power through you. He said, you bear much fruit of prayer. So you are like me because my prayer works. He says, he heareth me always. He said, my prayer always works. So you are like me. You are learning like me. Because if you don't know how to pray, you can short circuit your ability to assess the power of God. And it will not be the best thing for you. My prayer is that we'll be the people who fire on all cylinders. You're going to pull all stops. And the only way to do that is to walk by faith. Thank you.
You have just listened or viewed another teaching from the Orange Foursquare Church family. Please visit http://store.ftlw.org where you can listen to other teachings freely or you can purchase and download MP3s. Thanks and remain blessed.